C.S. Harris is the pen name of New Orleans writer Candace Proctor, who is celebrating a big achievement with her most recent book, Who Speaks for the Damned? It's the 15th in her Sebastian St. Cyr Regency mystery series. She is a trained anthropologist and the author of several other books as well, but I think her heart belongs to Sebastian. First of all, refresh us a bit about the Regency period and tell us why it has had this now years-long hold on your imagination.
I think that the Regency period appeals to a lot of people because it feels familiar to us in a way that some of the other historical periods don't, partially because of the Napoleonic Wars, which have always fascinated so many people. Also, I think because this sounds sort of strange, but I think just the costumes of the day appeal to us. The women weren't wrapped up in those tight corsets with the very full skirts. They were wearing clothes that the fashions of the day were inspired by the Grecian statues. So they were loose and flowing. And then the men weren't wearing patches and wigs. They were wearing a clothes which actually have sort of been modified to come down to the suits of today. So I think there's that aspect of it. And then it was also a time where the society was really in change. You were moving from the very free, ironically, I mean, despite the fact that clothes were very restrictive, the 18th century was a lot more free in terms of the moralistically than what the Victorian period would be just a few years after the Regency period ended. So you see a society in transition where people were becoming more religious, more censorial, morally restricted. And so that created this tension in the society between the people who were still trying to stick to the 18th century ways of viewing things and then this progression towards the Victorian era with all of its repression of sexuality.
You're very precise in your settings. And this novel is set in 1814 during a particular event.
Yes, it's the war with France has just ended for the first time. And the regent is having the Allied sovereigns come to London to celebrate the ending of this 20-plus year war. And so there was all these celebrations going on and public events that are going on in the background to the novel itself.
Tell us about Sebastian and Hero and some of the people who are at the very heart of these novels.
Well, Sebastian is a son of an earl. He was the third son. He never expected to inherit. And he now has become the heir of his father, which was his father is a figure with whom he has a lot of conflict. Over the course of the series, I don't think I'm giving anything away here by saying that he discovers that that the Earl probably was not his father, that his mother that he thought was dead is actually alive and just abandoned the family. He was a captain in the cavalry for 6 years, and so he has a lot of PTSD from things he did and things he saw during the war. And in a lot of ways, the effort that he puts into solving mysteries is sort of an attempt at redemption, because he did do some pretty horrible things in the war that he still feels guilty for. He is married to Hero, who is the daughter of his worst enemy, Lord Jarvis, who is a cousin of the king and very powerful.
I love her. You know, I just love her. First of all, there's the nerve it takes to name your heroine Hero. I mean, that has always made me so happy every time I open your books and see her name. But she is just so fascinating.
She's probably my wish fulfillment. I'm very short, and she is almost 6 feet tall, and she is very confident and brazen and brave. Yes, so she's probably the woman I would like to be.
And a writer.
Yeah, she does write. She is very careful to keep to the expectations of her society in some ways because she understands the importance of that. But at the same time, she's always very willing to press boundaries. And one of the things that she does is she's been writing a series of articles for one of the newspapers on the poor of London and highlighting different segments of the society, which is a fascinating way for me to delve into a part of the Regency period that you don't tend to see if you just concentrate on people who go to balls and ride around mm-hmm. in carriages. And they were very much a part of Regency England, so I think it helps give a better sense of the period. And also, I also like the idea of mysteries that can span the spectrum of society. So you can have, in some cases, you can have a suspect who is maybe even the Prince Regent himself, and then arc all the way down to a street sweeper. Even in a very segmented class, ossified society, the society was interconnected. So it's one of the hero helps me to bring that out.
What has kept you going for all these 15 books? And you say you're 2 books ahead now.
Well, almost. I'm working on the 17th one
right.
now,
okay.
which is going to be a fun book because it's Sebastian Goes to Paris in this book. So
I see your eyes light up when you say that. Oh, he goes to Paris.
Well, I spent a year living in Paris, so this book has been that number 17, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Ironically, I originally thought I would end the series with Waterloo, but uh-huh. I'm not going to do that. I'm just having too much fun. I thought of the other day, what would I do if I had to just like permanently say goodbye to these characters and never write about them again? I thought, you know, I don't think I could do that. So there's just so much material in that period that I don't feel myself getting stale. I do feel the need at various times to write something else because I think that helps keep me as a writer fresh. Mm-hmm. Whenever I break away and write something else and then come back to the series, I always feel like I've been rejuvenated. And uh-huh. So I do think it's a good idea that I keep doing things on the side, but I think my first love will always be Sebastian and Company.
I'm very glad that you're two ahead, so we have a lot to look forward to. We've been talking with C.S. Harris, also known as Candace Proctor, who's the author of Who Speaks for the Damned. Candy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.